From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, news, information, and a wee shortage. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2008. The great wee shortage of 2008 is happening in our NPR's Baghdad Bureau. Now, in the Baghdad Bureau, there are a few distractions because the days are long, the work is hard, and you need things to distract yourself.
You lived and served in the NPR Baghdad
Bureau?
Lived
is a little strong. I was there for a month.
That's living.
I'm just living. Yeah. And it's not living large. I mean, you're watching really old DVDs. And for a while, for the last year or so, there has been a Wii there. It wasn't there when I was there, but the Wii.
The Nintendo gaming
console.
The
Nintendo gaming console. And it has provided our producers and reporters with much bit of needed distraction. Apparently, the Wii has broken. And yesterday, NPR staff, we were delivered this email, this request from J.J. Sutherland, producer in Baghdad, saying that he's desperate for a Wii. He says, quote, "We had a Wii, but this piece of equipment apparently is not designed to withstand 3 days of sandstorms, and so I have no choice but to turn to you, my friends and colleagues, as a representative of the Baghdad Bureau, on your mercy. Please, if you have a Wii or could steal the joy from a small child, could I buy it from you?"
He begged NPR for a Wii. I guess he couldn't get it in the black market of Baghdad.
He's promising all kinds of things if someone will deliver a Wii, which we think our producer, Graham Smith, has agreed to lend his Wii to the Baghdad Bureau.
All right, Baghdad's got its Wii. I guess that's why I heard Ivan Watson reporting, "No news today out of Baghdad, except I got a high score in Nintendo Tennis."
I don't understand why these guys need a Wii. There are plenty of good movies to watch. There's a ping pong table. They have work to do.
We didn't have Wii or sectarian strife when I was a kid.
There was no Wii.
Coming up this hour, we will talk to the author of a new book called Like a Rolling Stone. It's about the lower echelons of the music industry, tribute bands.
And an earthquake on the new Massachusetts fault line?
No,
is this right?
No.
What does that mean?
It's you know how the town in Spain is Madrid?
Oh, yes.
They wanted to emphasize that it was Madrid.
Sorry, I clearly did not read that right.
So it's the
new Madrid
fault line
rumbled Midwest last week. We're going to get a lesson. Clearly, I need one on the new Madrid fault later on in the show.
And we'll also talk with an American aid worker who was arrested in Zimbabwe amongst all the election turmoil there. He was recently released. We'll talk with him in just a minute. And I don't want to make you feel bad, so let me mispronounce something.
Okay, good.
Okay. We'll get today's headlines in a minute. What? Oh, okay, in a minute. But first,
I'm in this race to fight for you. To fight. To fight for everyone who's ever been counted out. For everyone fighting to pay the grocery bills or the medical bills, the credit card and mortgage payments, and the outrageous price of gas at the pump today.
Could you place the voice? Yes, it was Senator Hillary Clinton last night in Pennsylvania, where she beat Senator Barack Obama in that state's Democratic primary by 10 percentage points.
Clinton said the victory gives her the support she needs to carry on. And Clinton supporters were hanging on every word. In fact, one woman at the rally last night, Shug Davis, gave NPR's David Green a hard time when he asked for an interview.
"Make it fast, buddy. I waited a long time for this."
But Mr. Green is a dogged and masterful reporter, and he eventually got Ms. Davis a-talking about Hillary Clinton.
"She talks to you, and she listens. I don't know why people feel that she's a bad person or insincere. She's a mensch. You know, she's a real person."
Mensch, of course, Yiddish and German for man, so we'll have to investigate that one. But exit polls show that Clinton won among women and voters over 60 and carried most of the state's smaller working class communities.
Obama did best in Philadelphia and its suburbs and in the center of the state, the area around Penn State University. But it wasn't enough, and last night Obama congratulated Clinton on her victory. He also discussed a campaign that got especially bitter in the lead up to yesterday's primary and said he wants to stick to the issues.
"It's easy to get caught up in the distractions and the silliness and the tit-for-tat that consumes our politics. the bickering that none of us are entirely immune to, and that trivializes the profound issues: two wars, an economy in recession, a planet in peril, issues that confront our nation.
Despite the loss, Obama remains in the lead in the delegate count and the popular vote, and his political strategist, David Axelrod, told NPR last night that Obama will close the deal.
6 months ago, many of you were among the savants who were writing us off and saying that we had no chance. So, the fact is we're accumulating delegates. We accumulated more tonight. The deal's going to be closed. It's just a question of when.
Next up on the primary schedule, you've heard of Super Tuesday. We'll get ready for South Pacific Saturday. That's right, Guam, it's your turn, May 3rd. Then come Indiana and North Carolina on May 6th. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.